a rushing wind. Come, Spirit, who is our light, shine among the shadows within, warm and transform our hearts. Come, Spirit, who makes a home in us, draw us to the treasures of your dwelling, reveal to us the inner journey of love. Come, Spirit, comforter and consoler, heal the wounded, soothe the anxious, be consolation for all who grieve and ache. Come, Spirit, who energizes our being, keeps us from the tangles and toil and travail, lead us to moments of prayer and play. Come, Spirit, consuming fire of love, fill us with enthusiasm for your vision, may the desire for truth be vibrant in us. Come, Spirit, joy of our souls, dance amid life's hills and valleys, encircle us with the delights of your dance. Come, Spirit of wisdom and insight, draw us toward your goodness and light, direct our growth and guide our ways. Come, Spirit, strength the wounded ones, be warmth in hearts of those grown cold, empower the powerless, rekindle the weary. Come, Spirit, source of our peace, deepen in us the action of peacemakers, and heal the divisions that ravage the earth. I invite you to rise as you're able and join in the call to worship. All of creation has been groaning in labor pains until now.
God has sought to do a new thing.
We hope for what we do not see. We wait for it with patience.
God will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Not only is creation waiting, but we ourselves are waiting.
For everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new.
The Spirit is among us now, doing something new.
Come, worship God, who is beginning something new in us.
Our first song is Every Time I Feel the Spirit. Christ Jesus, as we come together on yet another beautiful day. And I invite you to sit back and close your eyes. Take in that first breath, and as you let out the stress in your body, the strain. Relax. So you can take a second deeper breath. And as you let this breath out, send with it all of the to-dos and the what-ifs, all of the things that make you stressed and strained. Send them forth so you can take a third deep, purifying breath. And as you let this breath go, become fully present here with the Lord. Let us join together in the unison prayer. Creator of the heavens and the earth, you have breathed in us your spirit, and your spirit is life. You have breathed in us your spirit, and your spirit calls us to justice. You have breathed in us your spirit, and your spirit gathers us in love. You have breathed in us your spirit, and your spirit has shown us compassion. As we celebrate who we are as your people, may we also live as spirit-filled people, living our lives to seek justice, gather with others in love, and be filled with your compassion so that we can help bring life to the world. In the name of Christ, our companion in this life, we pray.
First reading today is Psalm 104, verses 24 through 34. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed, frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord.
Heidi Children, you, me.
Your birth.
The day of your birth. And what were you here's the thing. Every day, God celebrates you. He does. Because we have you with us. And you are special. Very, very special. So this morning, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to celebrate with music, which is a great way to celebrate, right? We have birthdays, we have cake. Except, are you a drummer?
Oh, well,
there you go. And so who can play a tambourine? There you go, Carson. Right. Can you play a tambourine? Oh, my God. I got a tambourine for you. What would you like to play? We got... Ooh. Oh, this is fun. Here's how this one works. See this stick? Like that. Okay. Okay. What do you want to play? Come on. Bongos.
There's the bongos.
How about a maraca? Okay. Tambourine? Can you whistle? Okay, you can whistle. Well, how about this little guy in the end here? What should I play? A tambourine? Okay. Oh, yes, yes. Okay. Okay, so on the drums is Kevin. Let's give it up for Kevin.
Thank you. can wait for me, but this is a big joy. Jacob, my son, got hit in the head with a baseball earlier this week and had a seizure. That there was a doctor there on site with him and said it was pretty severe. And he was taken to the local hospital. He was up in Hibbing playing with the high school team. And they took him by ambulance to the hospital. He was unconscious, but thankfully came to in the ambulance. They did a CT scan there and then flew him to St. Luke's. And we spent the night in the hospital. And by the grace of God, the doctor who was even there said, I think there was some divine intervention here because it was one of the scariest things that she had ever seen. He's doing just fine. So, happy joy.
Silent prayer.
Almighty God, who gives life and power to your church through the gift of your Spirit, inspire us to bear witness to our living, Lord. Help us to recognize your presence. Create in us grateful hearts, but also challenge us with your wisdom. We ask you this day to hear our prayer, spoken and unspoken, to be with those who are ailing, who need healing and comfort, to be with those who grieve. We ask you to let them know you walk with them. And for those who do not get to hear your word, help us to reach out, to give that word as comfort and inspiration. Lord, encourage us with a heightened vision and with hope. This we pray in the name of Christ Jesus, who brings us together and who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Now I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing our next two spirit songs.
Thank you.
our story, which is Acts 2.
As she said, the reading is Acts 2, and it's verses 1 through 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language?" Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Peter addresses the crowd. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
Way to go, Lori. How many of you have ever taken a foreign language? How many of you can speak that foreign language? When I read or hear the Pentecost story, I think of that immediately, because that's, I think, why I would find it so incredible if I heard someone speaking in my language that I knew didn't know it, because it's hard. It's hard to know that language. But that's an interesting part of this. It's an aha moment for the church. It's the beginning of who we are as a church. But it's also the aha moment that everybody gets to understand what these guys are talking about. And again, as we do today, what we do with that information, that's up to us. But you think about it, think about having an aha moment, like learning to use your cell phone for the first time. Or speaking to someone and they understand you. Or, finally learning about this culture that you never knew about. And I get it now. I understand. God sent the Holy Spirit down to us so that we could say, "I understand." You know, it's interesting when Sally talked about going to Keystone Bluffs. And when we do worship at Afton Row and Pines and St. Anne's, you say, "I understand." Sally always says she likes my sermons there better than here. But that's because I understand who's there. There's one generation there, and there's one message. But just like in the days of that first day of Pentecost, we have a church with multiple generations coming together. And how do you have everyone have that aha moment? Because I can assure you, we all do things differently. Those of you who don't like the screens and read out of the hymnals, those of you who love the screens This is how I connected with somebody who needed to hear God's word. The other part of the aha moment is, aha, I don't have to be afraid. You know, you've heard this from me before. I don't have to be afraid because this message isn't scary. It's not as scary as I thought. Once I hear it in the way that I can understand it, oh, not so bad. So not only are the disciples opening up and doing something they never dreamed they could do, but the people are hearing in a new way and understanding in a different way, which makes everybody come together in Christ Jesus. A lot was made yesterday of the royal wedding, about the fact that Meghan Markle is divorced, is an American, and is biracial. And interestingly, the reason why people like Meghan is because she's divorced, biracial, and an American. Because all of a sudden, it is a better understanding of the makeup of not only the country of England, but so many places, to understand a different way of doing things. A gospel choir at a royal wedding. It's a different way of looking at things. From our culture, like this wedding, to our faith, which says, be open, understand, get more knowledge. For the Holy Spirit is with us every single day. Now, today is a day of celebration, a celebrating hope. And I want to just talk about a few things that help us understand the other people that surround us in our communities and in our culture. Some of the things we've done and continue to do. And the first one, of course, is chum dinners. Anyone who has been down to Chum and served at a Chum dinner has met some people they would probably never ever meet in any other circumstance. And you get to understand more about who they are and why they're there and what difference you make in their lives. Chum dinners are an important connection to those who live on the street, who don't have resources, who are trying to figure out their own lives. A few years ago, a whole bunch of us went on a mission trip. And not only did we learn about each other, just saying, when you sleep in a room with, you know, girls and other women, you learn a lot about each other. And Rob, you learned a lot about young boys, didn't you? Kind of a smelly experience. But we were in South Dakota, and what we learned about was a different way of life. We were working, sometimes we were working with the Native American population, and actually the school where we went to shower every day was the Native American school on the reservation. And one time, one of the men came in with his buffalo robe and allowed us to be wrapped in his buffalo robe. And to feel what this was like, and to have some piece of this culture. And it was an astounding moment. The youth were overwhelmed by just seeing something they, you know, have heard about but never dreamed they'd touch or be wrapped in. And it was July, and when you're wrapped in buffalo hide in July, it's a little warm. But just to have that experience, to understand one tiny piece, because he gave the story of how he got the buffalo hide and what part it played in his life and his faith. We also worked helping churches, helping, what did we do that one time? A thrift store go through all of their stuff that they had in the basement. We worked on projects at the church we were staying at and other churches to paint. And we got to meet all these people who live in a small town in South Dakota, which is greatly different than Duluth. And you got to know and make connections and understand more about the world around us. Another way we did that these last years was two different times. We did a series on world religions in Wisdom Quest. And gosh, does that open your eyes. We had, this last time we had people from Buddhism, Islam, Baha'i, and Judaism come and talk to us, and Native American. And it's funny because we assume they're going to say something that's radically different. And in fact, that's not necessarily the case. There are great differences, but there are also great similarities. And unless you take the time to listen and learn, you don't know that. The assumption always is, well, they're here, we're here, and whatever. And the interesting challenge to me was the fact that we needed to get to know the answers. So we had a list of questions that we gave to every person that came in. And my challenge to us was, can you answer these questions for Christianity? Well, yes and no. We took some time to figure those out because you have to know what you believe before you start moving out. And that's why we come to worship, and that's why we read the Bible, and that's why we have all of these spiritual things that happen. One of the other things we did was we had a series on the Apostle Paul, which I think served to confuse us all more than it did help. But, you know, are we the followers of Paul or are we the followers of Jesus? It's an interesting question. And then, of course, we have Advent and Lenten studies that help us look at things from different perspectives. Always from different perspectives. And what you get from that is an aha moment. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, that's how I can incorporate my faith into my life. All of those different things. Because we begin engaging in our world and opening ourselves to these experiences and understanding. And yes, somebody may think you've been drunk. You've drunk a little too much wine or whatever. If you come up to them and start actually speaking to them in their way of understanding. But what a difference it can make. We're still reading about this 2,000 years later because the Holy Spirit made these things possible. And the Holy Spirit can make that possible for each one of us as well. We all have the ability to understand and talk with people we know in our spheres of influence in a way that they're going to understand. We just have to open ourselves to doing it. You know, it's still back to that old joke we've talked about many times. The neighbor who comes out, and it's two neighbors that come out at the same time every Sunday morning, and the one guy invites the other guy to play golf, and the other one says, no, I'm going to church. The guy every week invites the other guy to play golf, and the other one says, no, I'm going to church, until finally the guy playing golf says, well, the guy going to church says, how come you never go to church with me? And the guy playing golf said, because you never asked. When we understand our world, when we understand and look beyond our little space, we find so much more. And it makes us people who are open and can give the Word of God and give comfort and solace like most of you can. But we have to let ourselves do it. And that's what we get from the Holy Spirit coming down, because it reminds us on this Pentecost Sunday, it reminds us that we are the church, but we are so much more. We are ambassadors. We are the body of Christ. We go out and show the world what it means to be a follower of Christ by how we live, by how we speak, by our actions. And that in itself is great, but we have the Holy Spirit with us so we can go that next way and allow ourselves to be open and understanding, to really see the world God, you are creator, redeemer, and sustainer. We think we understand you, and then something happens, and we're thrown a curveball, and we don't quite get it anymore. And yet, we know that we are secure in our faith, and that the Holy Spirit is here to help us continue to grow, continue to understand, to continue to open up, so that we can live life abundant, life fully, as Christ Jesus wants us to do. On this Pentecost Sunday, we rejoice and we celebrate who we are as Christians, as a church, and we celebrate the ministries we have had and continue to have as we reach out beyond ourselves. Remind us, Lord, to never stop reaching out so that we can continue to be you in the world. We can continue to understand, and we can continue to bring love and peace in your name. Amen. I invite you now to join me in the Pentecost reading that is on your insert. And it's based on the song Breathe on Me, Breath of God, so we will sing that afterwards. Spirit of life, your breath of life fills the whole world and holds all things together. If you withdraw your breath, everything turns to dust.
Breathe on me, breath of God.
You are the source of life that brings life to the world. Whole life, full life, unhindered, indestructible, everlasting life.
Fill me with life anew.
The life of your spirit, which Christ sends into the world, is the power of the resurrection, which brings us new life.
Breathe on me, breath of God.
The sending of your spirit is the revelation of God's indestructible affirmation of life and the marvelous joy of life.
Fill me with life anew.
Jesus, where you are, there is life. Where you are, sick people are healed, sad people are comforted, marginalized people are accepted, and the demons of death are driven out.
Breathe on me, breath of God.
Where your Holy Spirit is present, there is life. The powers and energies of eternal life are experienced.
Fill me with life anew.
The mission of your Spirit is a movement for life and for healing, which spreads consolation and the courage to live and raises up what wants to die.
Breathe on me, breath of God.
We affirm and love life so much that we protest against death and all the powers that disseminate death. Help us to join with your comforting of the sad, healing of the sick, welcoming of the strangers, and forgiving of sins.
Breathe on me, breath of God.
Send your spirit so that this world should not perish but live.
Fill me with life anew.
Spirit of the new creation, break into here and now, bringing foretastes of the age to come, when all things are made new and creation is set free from the powers of death.
Breathe on me, breath of God.
Spirit of God, renew the face of the earth.
Fill me with life anew.
Give us hearts of flesh for hearts of stone,
that we may love as you would love and do what you would do. Amen.
I invite you now to sing, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Oh,
offering, I want to just tell you what this card is. This card is to help me with my year off. I am going to be doing some research on healing and what that means, and it's a little ironic because when I started this, I was thinking of only spiritual healing, but lately I've been thinking also about physical healing. But if you would just fill this out, just when you hear or see the word healing, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? That's all you have to do is just write that on there, and then it just asks if you're your age and if you're male or female, and you can either put it in the offering plate or put it out there at the end of the time. I would appreciate your help. So let us now continue our worship with the bringing forth of our gifts. Saturday, June 9th at 2 p.m. So just a reminder about that as well. And I hope you're all hungry, and I hope you all stay, because there is food downstairs, there are games downstairs, there is a mission project to do downstairs as we continue to celebrate, as well as more boards that you'll find around the church that have pictures and some information about all the things that we've been doing over the past years. And we're just celebrating this family of Christ. And so I hope that you can stay and celebrate with us. We're also having a Bible trivia contest. So, you know, pick someone who knows something to be your partner. Let's see, who has an announcement? Robin, do you have an announcement?
All right, June 24th is coming very fast. Of course, we'll be celebrating Pastor Lori. And there is a sign-up sheet in the north. Please sign up, because it's for the meal. We're going to be having singing Famous Dave's catered. And there's going to be also a vegan option. And we're also looking for people to help set up and clean up. Not too much setup, but to clean up afterwards. I do need you to sign up. Please do so. Thank you.
I see some hands back here.
Just so you know, if you're looking for someone to be your Bible trivia concert partner, Julie raised somebody from the dead this week, and she won last year. Just saying.
Yeah, she is the one you want.
I just wanted to remind you that we have a garden out there that needs some help, and I'm wearing my garden hat. Anyway, please see me if you are interested in helping with the garden. We'll probably do a section sign-up and also pick a day to be working there, too. Also, the Hope Cultures, we are meeting at 9:30, but we're going to meet at my house because of all the activity going on for the funeral.
Bless you.
So, what? Oh, Thursday. This Thursday, 9:30 at my house. Thank you.
Regarding Joan Gable's funeral, I need some ushers. We'll need some ushers, maybe an usher during the visitation to give people direction if they need it, and we'll need some ushers during the service, and we're expecting an overflow crowd. So we're also going to need to clean the tables and stuff out of the narthex so that we can put folding chairs there. And we can't junk up the Madison room with it because they're going to need that also. So if someone is willing to usher, please let me know. And if you're willing to help clear out the narthex, please let me know. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Any other? Oh, one of the other things we're going to need is a parking lot attendant. Somebody who will be here at like 6 to 7 to help people park so that there are the most cars possible in the parking lot and help people know, and that includes workers, our workers, to park over at UMD and just walk across the street if you can. All right, any other announcements? I know I'm forgetting something. Oh, there's this thing about wear your name tags. Yeah, everybody's looking. We have new people and we want to make them feel at home, so let's wear our name tags. All right, then let us end our Pentecost service with our final hymn, final song, Spirit of Gentleness. Please rise as you're able.
Spirit of gentleness, flow through the veil and fall in at free. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit of rest, and serve of life.
God for the food provided, thanking God for answering prayers and not answering prayers, but thanking God for the Holy Spirit who helps us to move forward, always in His name.